You're listening to the Legal Curve post-game podcast. I'm Richard Pollock doing a solo podcast tonight from the MTS Center on Friday, February 5th. And the Carolina Hurricanes were in town to play the Jets tonight. And you'd think, okay, you know, a team coming through from the Eastern Conference, playing really above their head all year, doing a nice job. Bill Peters is coaching this squad and kind of a transition year. And a team that just came from Calgary playing on Wednesday night. Doing their West Coast road trip. Jets have to jump out early. Biggest game of the year for the Jets. You know, basically every game is the biggest game of the year for them now. And boy, I'll tell you, the final score is 5-3, but the first period was as bad as a period as I've seen the Jets play in some time. The Carolina Hurricanes came out and scored four goals within the first 10 minutes and 4 seconds of the period. And frankly, an inexcusable performance as far as I'm concerned. The 5-3 score is probably more flattering than the game. I know the Jets came on in the second and third, and we'll go over that. But you give a team a 4-0 lead in the National Hockey League. You allow four goals at home to a team of the quality of Carolina, who, again, plays above their head and really do work hard at home in the biggest game of the year. It's embarrassing. That was an embarrassing performance by the Winnipeg Jets tonight. And lipstick on a pig, I think, end result there. It might look better. You might it seem like it's better than it is, and it's simply not. I mean, it's an ugly performance. Let's start off with the goals. Let's go through them one by one. Of course, there were 8 of them. And the Carolina Hurricanes get on the board 1:43 into the period before many fans are in their seats on this Friday night. Matthew Perreault gets the puck off the boards in his own zone, turns it over, tries to make a play through the middle. And Perreault's a smart player, but this is not a smart play. Keep the puck along the boards if you don't feel comfortable there. He has two guys on him, and that forces a turnover. The puck pops into the middle. Victor Rask makes a nice read as a high forward for Carolina in the offensive zone. He comes into the shot as it pops into the middle. He shoots it. The puck misses the net. Rask's shot misses the net. And DiGiuseppe, and I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, so I apologize if I'm making an error there, goes to the side of the net. The puck actually misses the net, as I mentioned, pops off the end boards, and DiGiuseppe beats Tobias Enstrom to the spot, gets the rebound and off the end boards, past Connor Hellebuck, 1-0 Carolina. Crowd a bit shocked. See how the Jets respond. Well, it wasn't a good response at all. Shortly thereafter, that goal was even strength, that first goal. Second goal was also even strength. And you're looking at it and you say Andre Nestrasil. Again, not sure if I'm pronouncing that name correctly. I think I am. He was good tonight. But you have another turnover here, and that starts in the offensive zone this time. First play, it's a defensive zone. Second goal is the offensive zone. Alexander Bermistrov, I think a careless turnover in the offensive zone. Puck turns the other way, turns into a 3-on-3. Jets really do have numbers here. In fact, you know, Bermistrov, who's the first guy back, he's actually Nestrasil. He's actually got him. He's in front of him, between him and the net. And the puck pops. It comes up to Jordan Staal on the right side. So he's streaking. They're streaking 3-on-3 on the right side of the ice. And he puts a shot on net. Not even that hard of a shot. And Bermistrov gets puck focused. He starts watching the puck, loses Nestrasil, and the puck bounces right out on the rebound to him, completely uncovered. Puck's in the back of the net, and it's 2-0 Carolina. And okay, will the Jets finally clamp down? Maybe will there be a timeout? What will happen? Well, a minute and 28 seconds later, Jordan Staal, I just mentioned, he was good tonight, by the way. Jordan Staal scores his 12th goal of the year on the power play. So the second goal was even strength. First goal was even strength. Third goal is on the power play. The penalties from Dustin Byfuglien. Had a delay of game for putting the puck over the net, over the glass, excuse me. Byfuglien scored tonight his 16th goal of the year. We'll talk about it. He had an assist, but I thought he was kind of all over the place tonight. 2 penalties, 2 points, but yeah, not necessarily a consistent performance you're looking for from big number 33. Anyhow, he's in the box here. And on this play, it's kind of a sloppy all over the place kind of play. The puck's in the neutral zone, pops into the offensive zone. Jeff Skinner tries to make a move around Jacob Trouba on the left side of the offensive zone, right past the blue line. The puck kind of pops off of his stick, and so he loses the puck, but he's able to pick it back up, and he makes a no-look pass to Jordan Staal on the off wing. And Jordan Staal, off wing, is again uncovered. Once again, another player uncovered. And he's able to shoot the puck past Connor Hellebuck. Mark Stewart here has to not get puck focused. Again, you talk about that term, but he's got to be able to move over and give himself a little bit of room for Staal, help in the middle, a little bit more room, and he didn't do that. And he allows Staal a little bit more room than necessary. Staal takes advantage of that. It's 3-0, a power play goal at 4:33 of the first period. You think, okay, you know, is it done? Well, for Connor Hellebuyck, the night was done. Jets pulled him. He played 4 minutes and 33 seconds total. 3 goals and 6 shots. He wasn't good. The team was terrible, too. So one of those things where the goalie and the team, the whole thing, just not working. Does Michael Hutchinson change things? No, he doesn't. 10:04 into the first period. Justin Falk scores his 15th goal of the year. So one that ties Dustin Byfuglien at the time for second in the National Hockey League, only to Brent Burns. This goal is at even strength from Joachim Nordstrom and Riley Nash. This goal is, the performance by the Jets was just awful. You watch, Justin Falk comes into the zone on a 1-on-4, essentially, and the Jets back off the blue line. And I know Falk's nifty with the puck, and I know he can skate. You got a 1-on-4, and you back up off the blue line. You give him whatever he wants. He drops a puck to Nordstrom, and then he kind of floats his way through to the net. The puck, Nordstrom puts the puck, you know, trying to kind of pass shot, nothing really hard, and it trickles its way through. But Falk is, again, he's just uncovered. Byfuglien loses him, and here it looks like Byfuglien loses him as far as I could tell. And Falk kind of goes from right to left side of the onto his off wing, and he's there with an easy tap-in. I don't think he even got all of it on that play. 4-0. And shot, 9:56 left in the period. The game was over at this point. I mean, I know the Jets came back within a goal, but let's be honest. I mean, a performance like this is just, it's hard to know what you think of the squad. The Jets had 3 penalties in the first period. Byfuglien with 2, as I mentioned. 1 for delay of game, 1 for high sticking. I actually had a bigger issue with the high sticking penalty. And the tripping penalty for Joel Armia. No penalties for Carolina at the end of 1. 12 shots for Carolina. Only 5 for the Winnipeg Jets. You're basically thinking the game's over. The Jets did make a game of it. And that started with the second period goal from Alexander Burmistrov, his 5th of the year at 18:35, give the Jets some life heading into the room with 1:25 left in the second. Chris Thorburn and Andrew Kopp with the assist. This goal starts with Andrew Kopp getting in on the forecheck. Nice job there. Chris Thorburn is F2, the second guy. He comes in, helps on the forecheck, and they're able to create something off the backboards there. The puck pops over into the front of the net and from Thorburn. And Thorburn actually gets driven into the net. The net kind of comes off its moorings, but not off, but it starts leaning up just on Cam Ward from behind. And you have Burmistrov coming in as the late guy. Noah Hanifin gets a little bit focused on the puck too much. He doesn't take Burmistrov, who is his guy, tries to bat the puck from in front of the net, coming from behind the net, and he's in front of the net, and he loses Burmistrov. Burmistrov comes in, puts it, I believe, top glove on Cam Ward, and it's 4-1, giving the Jets a little bit of life coming into the third period. Shots in the second were 12-11 for the Jets. They had some chances, but so did the Carolina Hurricanes. One penalty in that period was Matthew Perreault for slashing. He slashed, I believe it was Eric Staal, and broke Staal's stick. Again, I don't love the fact that slash breaking a stick automatically is a penalty, because it wasn't that bad of a slash, but the refs do call it all the time. So at the end of 2, Jets have 17 shots on net. Carolina's got 23. Carolina's up 4-1. You know the Jets, you think the Jets are going to get some chances because they're going to open it up a bit, and they did. But they also played a pretty passionate third period. First goal of the third period was Andrew Ladd, his 12th of the season. I thought he played a nice game, Andrew Ladd. He was a second star tonight from Dustin Byfuglien and Mark Scheifele. This goal was at even strength. And this play just starts from Mark Scheifele wins the draw on the left side of the offensive zone, if you're looking from offense to defense. And actually, Andrew Ladd gets a really good chance in front right before the goal. The puck works its way around, and it gets knocked kind of to Byfuglien at the back, at the blue line. And Byfuglien, this is one of those plays where he gets a low, hard shot through, and if you can hit the net and keep it pretty low, you have a chance of getting a rebound. That's exactly what happened. Andrew Ladd's on the side of the net in his off wing. John and Michael Lyles, excuse me, loses Ladd. Falk's a little bit high. It's not his guy, Ladd, as far as I can tell, but he tries to come to help. He doesn't get to Ladd in time. Ladd takes about 3 whacks at it. Third one goes in, and the Jets are on the board. It's 4-2. First goal of the third. It's 4-2 with 10 minutes and 53 seconds left in the third period. So halfway through, you think, okay, there is a shot here for the Jets. Then at 13:48, even strength again, Dustin Byfuglien makes it 4-3, his 16th of the season, so one pass Justin Falk from Nikolai Ehlers and Brian Little. This goal starts from a faceoff win by Brian Little back to Dustin Byfuglien. Byfuglien plays give and go with Ehlers. Nathan Gerbius got Byfuglien. That's a massive size discrepancy. Byfuglien makes a pass to Ehlers, right back to Byfuglien through the seam. Gerby loses his guy. Being Byfuglien, and I couldn't tell who the Carolina defender was. Doesn't get out to Ehlers in time, and Byfuglien one-timer, boom, past Cam Ward. It's 4-3 with 6 minutes and 12 seconds left in the third period. The Jets give it a little bit more of a push, had a couple great chances. Cam Ward shut the door. He was the first star tonight. And the game ended, well, essentially ended, when Andres Nastrasil scored his second of the game from Jordan Staal and Jacob Slavin. Slavin made a nice, real nice play here in the defensive zone, and he's able to get the puck out to Staal on a kind of a quasi two-on-one. And Enstrom here, Enstrom is a defender back, and you can take issue with Trouba's play here too to leave Enstrom on his own. But Enstrom is really aggressive on Staal, and Staal is able to turn the puck from forehand to backhand just over the blue line while Enstrom comes and attacks him. And if Staal can make that pass, it's essentially a breakaway, which it ends up being. Strassel scores, goes forehand backhand, if I recall correctly, and it's 5-3. Game is over with 1 minute and 21 seconds left. Just didn't muster much after that. And it's a 5-3 final for Carolina. The shots in that period were 19-6 for the Jets. And I misspoke earlier. The Jets outshot Carolina, 12-11 in the second. Total shots in the game were 36-29 for the Jets. But again, misleading. The Jets outshot Carolina by 13 shots in the third period. But prior to that, 23-17 were the shots with Carolina, who carried the play for the first two periods of the game. The Jets did mix the lines up and mix the defensive pairings up. You saw the line of Scheifele, Wheeler, and Ehlers get mixed up. Little promoted, I guess you'll say, back to that top line and given more of an opportunity there. And then you had the defensive pairings kind of go back to some more familiar pairings. So you saw some mixing and matching, but Byfuglien logging some time with Enstrom and Trouba logging some time with Mark Stewart, and then Sherratt logging some time with Tyler Myers. Overall, though, they give it an effort at the end of the game, but I think just you can't have the performance they did in the first period. That's when the game was on the line, as always. The game's on the line in the third, sure, but the game, if you're going to give the game away in the first period, like the Jets did tonight, you're sure not going to have an easy time to come back, and they didn't, and they made a game of it, which, you probably expected with the fact that teams lay back went up 4-0. But a lot of soul searching probably, and I thought, Andrew Ladd, the captain of the squad, playing on the third line with Adam Lowry and Army, I thought had a good game. But not many, not the best game of his career, and nobody else really had a terrific game for the Winnipeg Jets. Carolina players were on their toes. I thought were more into the game, played with better pace, and deserved to win. So the Jets end up with a poor record at home recently. Of course, now they're going on the road for 8-10. Game starts, first game of that 10-game slate starts tomorrow in Colorado. I believe it's a 9 p.m. Central start, and we are on 9 a.m. Central tomorrow with the Illegal Curve Hockey Show. So hope to have you tune in then, and have a good night.